everybody. Welcome back to the Guava Girl podcast. Super excited to be talking to you through the airwaves and through the internet. My fiance is in the background playing his games, and I had a couple episodes batched, but I am not happy with them. So I am going to re-record and super deliver this to you quickly so that you're not waiting too long. But of course, great things take time. And that's actually what we're talking about today. Oops. Oh my goodness. So sorry about that. That was my potential dress designer. I am considering going with her. We'll see. Currently talking to a wedding planner. Also, I'm engaged, in case you didn't know. OMG, we're gonna get married. Yeah, I was proposed to just a little over a week ago, and I'm so happy. I'm so thankful. He did so good, and we are planning a wedding. So I needed a wedding planner like yesterday, but I am talking to someone who is pretty understanding. The wedding business, I have been missing out because this is so fun. Everyone's website looks awesome. I am currently also building my website, so trying not to go back to the drawing board, but definitely very interesting to see how many different types of packages there are, how people, I saw, for example, someone who does DJing and decorations, so compatible skills in a business. That's cool. And so what we're talking about today is the concept of slowness. This is something I've been seeing since 2023, and I don't think everyone means what they think it means. And so I want to share with you my perspective and how I am slow, or how do I just stay pretty calm, which I don't always at all, but I think today is a good day for me to talk about this because I have been just taking it slow, not really posting on social media, not really checking on social media besides what my friends are up to. But I have strong boundaries with myself when it comes to my phone. And that is a huge part of why I think so many business owners or personal brands are feeling maybe they're spinning their wheels, maybe it's a lack of direction, a lack of clarity, because when you go on social media, you see you're inundated by what everyone else is doing and what they're accomplishing and the highlight reel, to say it plainly. And it can feel like we are not doing enough. So then we use it. Sometimes it's good to use it as motivation, but you have to be careful because sometimes you're just stalling your own progress. To get what you want, to get the result you're looking for, the first step is to take a step back. Because more than likely, whatever you are now coming to terms as being the problem, that's what you need to go and put some hours behind getting done. Whatever that looming thing is, whatever that ugly, nasty frog, the ugliest one on your plate, I know. Trust me, I've had some moments like that, but I believe in you. You know, we can do it. We're guavas and we are open to change and growth. And something else that is hindering us from growing is what I just keep talking about: procrastination and distractions. These things, they're like, I don't know, cousins that are always getting in trouble. You know you're doing it, you're fully aware. Like, it's not it's not that this is all new. If this is something that is like really hindering you in a way that it's really blocking you from something, just think about it as maybe you're putting too much expectation on the thing. Maybe you need to direct your attention to something else. But trying to take a step back and come to yourself at the same time, take care of your own needs and what can help you feel better. This is called prioritizing. This is thinking of things as a decision, but also a trade-off. You know, sometimes you don't have to go to the gym if it means that you can also get a whole afternoon of rest and chill and downtime. Especially this has been true for me because sometimes I'm a gym junkie. I like to be in there, say hi to my friends, but when I am going too consistently, then that's not consistent, right? Like you have to incorporate some rest in there. And oftentimes in rest, that is when the transformation or the results are really happening. Because your body has time, like things need time to adjust. Things are not just going to happen when you want them to. And that is, that's the truth. But I totally get the looming feelings and identifying with these habits. I think it is part of changing yourself is kind of no longer identifying with these habits, just having it be something that you used to do, but now you do this and you have to make things more enjoyable. I want to see everyone, especially me, I want to be, everything has to be enjoyable, romanticizing my life and being settled with things that are okay. It's okay if your bathroom isn't done, right? It's okay if you have the 5 pounds that you've had for 3 years, like, or 10 pounds or 20 pounds, it doesn't fucking matter. It's just things are okay when you say that they're okay. And that is power that you can reclaim, that you can take back and get into the driver's seat. You know, like, I'm going, but you can't ride in the bumper for long. Okay. So the slowness thing, I think, or maybe just jumping, we're just thinking automatically of this ideal that we're comparing ourselves to. But so many people would be so happy to have what you currently have and work for. You know, think about it like that, like really go back into gratitude and being appreciative for everything that you have done for yourself and for others. And even in the small things, right? Like going outside or moving your body or petting an animal, go and do something. Your homework is to go and do things that kind of surprise you. Like, you know, another thing, I think I said it in a previous episode, is to call a friend. Go call a friend, make some plans. They don't even have to be, again, keep the expectation low. It doesn't have to be a whole thing. Just go and live your life, go follow through with some things that you need to go to and go do, navigate the areas that need to be explored so that way you can bridge your inner world to your outer world, which is totally another part of this big conversation I wanted to talk to you about. Because I've been having calls with some lovely guavas. And in these, they're just kind of discovery intro calls. I ask where they knew me from or, you know, how they find out about the call or what prompted them to. And it was so interesting. So thank you to everyone who scheduled one. I will let you guys know when I open them next or when I have them open next. But this came up a lot of you are super smart. You have a great vision. You have great ideas, but life is just not lifing for you. It's not what you're, there's like all this potential, but it's just covered in yucky, slicky, muddy dirt. And there is no one going to go and hoe your garden. You have to go and create whatever it is that you want to see and realize. But the part that it's like, okay, Issa, easier said than done. You know, we're just not all here living our best life. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. But all that stuff, all of those things that are keeping you from being her is the process. And the process is that thing that everyone is telling us to trust. Everyone is telling us to enjoy. I'm telling you to enjoy. But it's true. Like sometimes, like, because in this show specifically, I kind of talk about things that are really on a not on a surface level. So I make sure that after I do stuff like this, I go and go back into enjoying my life and whatever. So that way I can come and record this show, right? Because we need to stay the power of positive thinking, the power of visualizing and writing down your goals and vision boarding, and all these things are helpful tools that you can just do on your own time. Sometimes it's more enjoyable to do these things than being on social media or watching or streaming or et cetera. So I highly recommend just some downtime if you can take it. Sometimes it might be challenging. I empathize. I hope that you can maybe just find peace with things, right? Just kind of take a deep breath and just come back to your breath. So for real, personal, for me going to sleep, sometimes I have anxiety going to sleep. So I have to do this thing where I like focus on the air in my nose going in and out, the cold air, and then like the air leaving. And then when I focus on that, so I feel okay falling asleep. It's like peaceful. But yeah, sometimes it's just kind of having those little personal things that work for you. And those are your things that work for you. Like, don't judge yourself for them, right? Sometimes all this is just like in our head. We're not the people who are, you know, these thoughts are just coming up because we're bringing them into the present moment. And then again, like that's inundating us, keeping us from, you know, evolving, right? So yes, that is the scoop. The other thing is we're going to talk about money again, because sometimes when you don't have clarity, you're just in this fight or flight, but freeze is another one. You just freeze and you just don't buy things. You just like don't even bother making a list. You're just like, I don't know. I feel broke. I'm broke. Don't ask me what time it is. I'm broke. But like, it's just how we're thinking about it. And like I talked about in the show about budgeting and stuff, but there is a bridge between like the power of positive thinking and money. And that word is abundance. So just again, like having an abundance mindset starts with being grateful for what you already have. Okay. Like really just taking inventory and maybe just wiping things down or taking an everything shower. Like just keep it simple. Don't achieve the greatest because it's like it's for you to give yourself a place to start. So hopefully when you've taken these steps, you are feeling more at ease. There isn't this something, you know, holding you against your will to go ahead and do. You feel like you're more in control and you can move forward in building a plan, building a foundation. And then, you know, I can already hear it. I don't know how to plan. I don't know how to do anything. I need you to tell me. How about I have a better idea? You tell me. Okay. I'll tell you, but there's nothing like actually going and doing and taking action. There is nothing that compares to just seeing if it can fly. And I am telling you the truth. Like, I am sincerely, this is very expensive advice, but it is to just run experiments, just continuously trial and error. And I don't know if anyone else will share that, but it is like that. If you can't do basic experiments and figure out what works and what doesn't, then maybe a business right now isn't right for you. Maybe you need to focus on something else, and that's okay. Like, there's no judgment about that for me. I'm just kind of being honest from my perspective. So yeah, Aldi is opening up 600 more stores in America, I think I read. Again, I am just going off of the top of my memory. But yay, because I am always driving around and saying they should put an Aldi here or they should put a Dairy Queen here. That is very good news for me and for Aldi. If you don't like Aldi, or because people, when they don't like Aldi, they're very like, have you noticed? They're very like, they point it out. They're like, I don't like it. I'm like, okay. Like, I mean, do I do that about stuff? Now that I'm thinking, maybe I'm like that. Like, I don't know. But anyways, to me, it's pretty funny. But you're missing out. You're missing out. They have brilliant business model strategies. They pay really well if you are looking for a job, not sponsored. But they're hiring. They're opening up 600 stores. They need managers. Managers get paid, I think, close to six figures. I don't know. But yeah, so check it out. You know, consider a different, more career paths. I think that's important to figure out what you like, figure out what you don't like, and land somewhere in the middle. So yes, I really hope that this show has been helping you in feeling more authentic in your day-to-day life. I know that I have really enjoyed recording episodes and just being in business again. Now I'm like, going to readjust, redo some puzzle pieces. I had my plan. So when I did this process, I got all the way up to summer 2025. So we're about to go to summer 2024. I planned what I was going to do for the whole year, but now I think I'm going to flip it around, and I'm really excited for that. By the time you listen to this episode, because right after this, I'm going to go and work on the landing page for our new ebook, my new ebook, which goes over 7 steps to building a business that is authentic to you, that empowers you, that helps bring that confident side out of you. And the best part is that you already know steps 1 and 2 because I shared them in this episode. Oh my goodness. What, Isa? I am. But yes, this ebook will help you get started when it comes to putting yourself in the mindset to holding yourself accountable. I wrote it for beginners. I wrote it for those who have been in business for a long time and maybe need some mindset help or some insight. But yes, this is just a ebook that I wrote actually last year, and I've kind of modified it and I really like it. So you would love it too. Please don't forget to subscribe. We have a lot of Apple podcast listeners. So hi, I have iPhone too, but I use Spotify. But it would really mean so much if you could just rate 5 stars, share on your stories, if that is cool for you to do. Maybe it is not. Honestly, if I was like, I think it's always cool to share what you're listening to, because that's cool. Like, that's just always been cool. So share my stuff. But I get that you don't really want to share because this is kind of for you. So it's all cool with me. I don't really care, but it would be great if you did. And the ebook will help you just think things through. Also with some business tips, there is some business vocabulary that I infuse in there to draw back to business, because my main goal is to help you raise your expertise and levels of knowledge of business. So that way you can just make decisions faster. And that's what I mean, like collapse this time, make things happen faster. This is the process, but sometimes you can have breakthroughs in your process. You know, this is, yes, let's go have a breakthrough. If you're in a plateau, that's okay. Like they're not going to last forever. Just keep doing the things that will help you get set up until you're inspired to work, you know, hard again, or, you know, things just fall in line and things work out. But trust me, I think that if you take even 20% of the advice I give you, then you're going to have a good day. But remember to just not be in your head. Sometimes lately, I don't know if it's like wedding stress, but like, I'll be super honest, like, it's like the biggest day. So I feel it on a physical level. Like I feel it. I have a feeling sensation I never had before, which is in the middle of my forehead. It feels tense. Like I think I need something. I think I need something for this, because guavi no likey. Okay, guys, have a great day and God bless. Bye.